Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Intuition is a powerful thing. Intuition guides us many times down a path of either least resistance or safety or correct behavior, so to speak. If you have a good compass anyway, that should be where it goes. Some of us, not so much. But in a lot of cases, that intuition is something that we should be listening to. It'll keep us out of a lot of trouble. Intuition can be very powerful, especially if you're all alone in a secluded area where there's, you know, just kind of yourself. And if you happen to then come across another individual, a living individual, that maybe shouldn't be there either, that you don't know, that suddenly comes out of nowhere and has an affinity to keeping an eye on you. That's usually not a great sign. It's usually a sign of danger. When your intuition bells and alarms are going off saying, get out, this is not a place for you to be, listening to it is probably a good idea. When you don't listen to it, is there a fail-safe? Is there a safety net for those types of situations? Every once in a while, we hear a story like that, where our intuition, our internal warning system is going off saying, get the hell out of there. But we ignore it. I'm okay. I'll get through it. Maybe you won't. And something else intervenes. Something from the other side that then forces you to get out. In our next story, that's exactly what happens. A woman is all alone in a secluded Charleston cemetery when a stranger begins following her. They're the only ones in there. The only ones who'd be able to hear a scream. Thankfully, another scream saves the day. Take a listen. This is an odd story because a possible paranormal element is subtle and not easily seen. In fact, it wasn't until I began reflecting on what happened many months later that I realized I'd had a paranormal encounter. But I think those are often my favorite stories. Those where the strange or otherworldly has tried to blend in with the natural landscape, except something is off or missing. The circle of the normal is left incomplete. I was 21 and in my college's gospel choir. We traveled that afternoon to upstate South Carolina to Charleston to stay the weekend since we had singing engagements in churches there. It was a sunny afternoon in downtown Charleston, and the group was about 25 of us. And about 3 hours until we'd meet for dinner at Hyman Seafood, a famous Charleston restaurant. We could walk around the city, we were told, using the buddy system, but I've always been a loner, enjoying the quiet of my own mind, so I ignored the instructions and set off by myself. It didn't take me more than 20 minutes to find myself deep in Charleston's web of old streets and cobblestone alleyways. Live oaks, the size of ship prows, towered between manor house after manor house, draped in Spanish moss. Gas lights were lit even during the day, and walking among the iron and stone walls, I could deceive myself easily that I had traveled back in time at least 100 years. Some of the city's oldest structures date to the early 1600s. I had it in mind to find some of the oldest graveyards I could in a city of old graveyards. And as I strolled around a curve on the little side street, I came to a church on my left with a stone entryway opening onto the street by a door-sized gate. Beyond the narrow entryway was a cemetery, secluded in a kind of courtyard, walled in on all sides and visible only through the ironwork fence atop stone along the street. The church and cemetery lay quiet and empty. I felt magnetized through the iron gateway, breathing in the earthy smell of the brick and stone and moss, feeling my muscles relax, finally, in a steel-scared space. I began to walk over the soft ground of the cemetery, slow, reading each name and epitaph on each headstone. Then someone else walked through the front gate. At first, caught in my solitary world, I didn't look up, but after a moment I sensed weird energy about this person. I looked up and saw a bearded, long-haired man with rumpled clothes. A tightly filled backpack hung with cooking utensils. I realized he was trying not to look at me when I looked at him. I managed to catch his eye, and he looked down as if to study a headstone. As I moved further into the cemetery, he moved. My heart quickened. I knew he was following me, and I had no other way out besides walking past him. In this hidden graveyard in a quiet side street where we appeared to be alone. The last thing I wanted to do was alert him to my concern for the situation. Now the alarms were ringing in my head. "You need to leave," they said, but instead of walking directly out like I should have done, I got stubborn and annoyed with the alarms and continued to go deeper into the cemetery. I told myself it was stupid to be afraid. I was in my thought and misstep, and from street someone began yelling. I looked up to see two middle-aged ladies walking the way I had come, chatting with each other. Another person, a tall blonde man, was doing a weird fast walk run from the other direction and yelling into the cemetery as he moved. He waved his hands above his head, yelling something like, "No, no, no," in a kind of reprimanding way. I can't remember his exact words, just a general feeling of them. He was alternating glances towards the gate and the church entryway, and I assumed he was a minister, given his button-up manner of dress and neutral colors and his short, combed and parted, sandy blonde hair. They left the gate open by accident, I thought, by the way he was acting. Maybe no one is supposed to be in here to begin with. I made eye contact with the running priest guy and waved. I said out loud, embarrassed a little, "Oh, okay," and walked toward the gate past the man who was following me, who glanced up a bit, but he kept his back to me. It only took me a few seconds to beat it back to the front of the church where I assumed I'd meet the minister and I'd apologize. I'd say, "I'm sorry, the gate was open. I didn't realize we weren't allowed." But no one was waiting there. I looked out into the street where the two women had made some progress in their direction, but there was no one else. So I walked down past the church a bit, the way the yelling man was headed, and could find no one and no other doorways or open areas where he could have gone. Being young and non-confrontational, I was just happy I didn't have to explain to this stranger why I was in the cemetery when apparently he didn't want me to be. From that day and many months afterward, I didn't think much about that weird interlude there in the cemetery. But as I reflected, the stranger began to seem. One day as I played the whole scene through my mind, I realized something. Though this man was yelling on this sleepy little street, no one else, not the ladies walking past him or the man who was following me, looked towards the sound. It seemed like they hadn't heard anything out of the ordinary. Was I the only one who heard him? And if so, the only one who saw him. And why would that be the case? Why would something try to get my attention like that and then disappear? I knew it was the man in the cemetery with me. It was my own stubbornness to listen to the clear alarms within myself that I was in danger. I knew as I realized this long after it happened. I got emotional about it. And one more question. Was this an angel so close to this old place of worship, or was her spirit a ghost of Charleston? I don't know if I'll ever get an answer, but now every time I'm in Charleston walking the streets with my husband, I think whatever it was that prevented whatever might have happened to me that afternoon. One other creepy detail, I've been to Charleston countless times since then, and I've walked all around these streets, but to this day I've never been able to locate that curved lane with the little church and its gated entryway and the cemetery beside it. I look for it every time.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.